Welcome to Concafe for the 18th day of April, year of our Lord 2024. I'm Pastor Adi Valverde. So glad you could join us. This is an online ministry designed to win the world for Jesus Christ, to let the world know how much God loves them, to know how effective and powerful prayer can be, and how important the presence of God in our lives has to be and can be if we but invite Him in to be with us. Well, this is probably the best known and most loved psalm in the entire book of Psalms. And I don't even have to give you the number. You know which one it is. It's Psalm 23. In a devotional call, I shall not want. And again, when I was a little kid, it was like, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I was, well, how does that make sense? If the Lord is my shepherd and I don't want him. Not what it means, friends. It means because he is our shepherd, we have no needs. We lack for nothing. Are you ready to get in God's word? You can read it along in your mind with me or out loud as you're driving. But when we pray, don't close your eyes for prayer. I'm ready to get into God's word. Here is verse 1, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. See, I'm reading this the way I learned it and not the way it's written. Verse 4 again. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Amen. Friends, this is the word of God for the people of God. We say gracias a Dios. Thanks be to God. Well, friend, again, welcome to today's Concafe. I'm so glad you joined us to study a passage that sometimes seems like we covered it plenty, but the reality is we can never grow tired or learn enough of Psalm 23, and that's precisely why we're doing it together. I need you along with me in this journey to pray for me that God would give me new insights and new truths that we can find in these short but powerful six verses. And I start by sharing how I shall not want. I used to live in a home that was not mine. In fact, many homes. It was a lovely home, talking about one of the last ones that was provided for me. It was a lovely home provided to me because I was working for them. I was blessed to share this home with my wife. This was the same woman, when we talked about getting married, said she would live under a tree as long as we were together. What a beautiful, beautiful statement to hear for a young romantic man. And I praise and thank God we never have had to live under a tree. And some are saying, you've got plenty of years to go, maybe. But some homes that were shared with us came close. I kid, but we have enjoyed adequate housing, which has protected us from the elements. God provided to us many homes in which we lived in what were called parsonages at the church. In one case, the district, another case, the campus ministry board. We have never been cold in the sense of having drafty houses or the kind of cold that comes in that can kill you. And we've never lived in a home without air conditioning. Yes, there have been nights that there was one night we hadn't sleep in the church because the air conditioning in our parsonage was out for that night. Quite an adventure for our little ones when they were little. And that's funny because I never slept in air conditioning until I went away to college and moved into my first college dorm. And what an experience that was. I almost froze to death. And then when I would go home for the weekends, I'm like, oh my God, it's overwhelmingly, unbearably hot in here. And so you can imagine the summers going home to a non-air-conditioned home. Now, just That's just one example of how truthful and powerful this little psalm is. I've known this psalm since I was about 5 years old. My mother made me memorize it in Español, and it was a source of pride for her knowing that her little five-year-old son knew this psalm by heart. What I believe made her prouder is the day I came to know the shepherd at 8 years of age. And this is a psalm by a man who deeply knew the shepherd himself and affirms his faith by the 6 verses he wrote about that relationship he had with the shepherd. It is a recollection of a life lived in faith and faithfulness. One could almost map David's life journey through each verse. The first verse is a declaration and affirmation. He says that God, the Lord, is his shepherd, and because of that relationship, he has never lacked for anything. Neither have I, more than likely, neither have you. My first paragraph that I read shares the same thing, but with more words. God has been my shepherd, and he has always provided, and I have never lacked for anything. The second verse touches on his need for rest and how God has provided that for him. Third verse covers his spiritual needs and how each battle and challenge that drained his soul, God was there to restore it, while at the same time guiding him through the correct path, even in the face of many paths, proving the validity of his name. Now, the fourth verse covers the reality of life for a warrior king, who even in his childhood battles, he fought enemies of all kinds, but his faith says that no matter the enemy, fear of evil was not a part of that which defined him. God's presence has always been with him. We can read it through every word of this psalm. And God's weapons to rescue and protect were his as well for his well-being. Now, David the king then can visualize a celebration in front of all who came against him, where the banquet is in his honor and not the honor of his enemies, complete with a ceremony of anointing. It's much more than he envisioned for himself, for he wrote these words, "My cup runneth over." I couldn't help it. He wrote in this version, "My cup overflows." And as he ponders his end, he can say, "That which has surrounded him will be that which leads him home. Goodness and mercy," which are not bad things. They're the necessary thing. "And they, because God is with him, shall guide him to his eternal rest. And that place where it will take place is the house of the Lord, with his room not only reserved, but ready." Friend, can this be said about you? Can it be said about me? I believe it can. Let's pray. Loving Shepherd, lead and guide us to the place of blessing that shall see us through that which came against us today, or may come against us tomorrow, or came against us even yesterday. Make the truths of this psalm be the reality of our lives. For it's in Christ Jesus we pray. Amen. Dear friend, have a great and blessed day in the Lord. Here's your call to action. Let your lambness shine forth, for you are blessed and loved by God. I love you and I thank God for you. I pray the Lord bless you and keep you. I pray you make this go viral. Let as many people know on TikTok, YouTube, wherever you're watching this. Go, 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 go. If you're reading it or listening to it, right there as well. Until the next time, God bless you. I love you.